Yesterday we were learning the din of what's called a raidif. If somebody sees somebody going to kill somebody else, and the only way you could stop them is by killing them, so halachically you're allowed to kill, you have a mitzvah to kill them, in fact. But if you can stop them by shooting them in the foot or tripping them or whatever, so then the din is you're not allowed to kill them. Okay, so this is a very practical din in today's world, what we just said. For instance, if a woman is pregnant and there's a problem in the pregnancy and the baby is causing a danger to the mother, many times it happens. Whatever the situation is, so the din is that the fetus is causing a danger to the mother. So then the din is that you're allowed to kill the fetus to save the mother. Why? Because the fetus is going to kill the mother. He's the rodent. He's running after the mother to kill it, to kill her. So therefore the din is you're allowed to kill the fetus before they kill the mother. But so then, until the baby is born, the mother comes first. In other words, let's say, doctors say we can only save one of the two. Many times it happens. I mean, nowadays it's less. But years ago, they could only save one of the two. So as long as the baby is not born yet, then is you save the mother. Because the baby is the roidev chasing the mother. Once the baby is born, they're equal. What do you mean they're equal? They're equal means you save the one with the better chance of living. Whoever you, it's possible to save better and easier, or not easier, but, so in other words, let's say, after the second the baby is born, it's more prone to save the baby than the mother, and you can only save one, halacha says you save the baby. If the mother's more prone to be saved, so then you do the mother. But until the baby is born, you're not allowed to do, you have to kill the fetus, it means basically abort the fetus to be able to save the life of the mother. Huh? Well, there's a lot of cases like that. Years ago, not like today. There was a meister with the Rebbe many years ago that there was a meister like this, the baby was born and the doctor said which one, and the Rebbe said they should go for both, and they say both, doctor. But because years ago when women gave birth at home, they didn't have a team of doctors and nurses and everybody there to be able to do what you could do. You know, there's one doctor there, one midwife, whatever, and there's a choice, who do you save? And they can't go. There's no hospitals to run to and those or whatever. So today it's not as common as it used to be, because today they're able to usually say both. But in utero, before the fetus is born, you can't always do that. It's either the fetus or the mother. And then the din is you abort the fetus. Huh? So you have that also. I had such a case also years ago. What happens if a woman is pregnant with twins and you can only save one of the two? In other words, in the situation that one of them is going to kill the other, you can't save both. You can only save one. So then again, the din is the one with the better option, the better ability to save more, so that's the one you save. Then there's a whole machlekes in halacha. If it's a man or a woman, which one do you save first? There's a whole shayla in halacha, many poskim say the man. It's a whole complicated issue. It's not enough. But again, with twins and triplets, b'chol is very interesting. In halacha, according to halacha, twins are considered a danger to the mother. Triplets for sure. I'm saying halachically, therefore, for instance, when doctors are doing infertility, and that's a whole separate issue by itself, they try, the organization that do it will tell you that they try to make sure there's one birth. Because twins is automatically a double the risk of a regular pregnancy. Obviously, there's many twins. As we know, today, Moshe Mataban had twin grandsons. So, mazel tov for that. But I'm saying, and they're healthy, everybody's fine, you know? But the risk of twins is considered a risk much more than a natural birth. Now, halachically, even a single birth is called pikuach nefesh. You desecrate Shabbos, you go in the ambulance, you go in the car. I mean, you desecrate Shabbos, because once a woman is about to give birth, she is in a dangerous situation. So until the baby is born, the mother comes first. Once the baby is born, they're both equal. So then whoever has a better chance of survival should do it. Now there's another interesting shaila. What happens in a case that for whatever reason it is, you need to abort the fetus? You need to abort the fetus. Who should do the abortion? A Jewish doctor or a non-Jewish doctor? So what? It's a machlokes, as everything else in halacha. Most opinions, by the way, say that it's better for a Jewish doctor to do the abortion when halacha says you could, rather than a non-Jewish doctor. Why? Why? Because there's a din like this. All the amounts, shiurim, were given to Jews, not to goyim. Okay? A goy who transgresses any slight one of their seven mitzvahs, they get killed. According to halacha, until a baby is 30 days old, it does not have a chazakah of being alive, meaning it doesn't have an established life. That's the opinion of Ben, is on the 31st day. Because you don't know if the baby is going to make it, and then you tell the kohen, you know, why should I give you money? So therefore, Torah says on the 31st day. Which means, halachically, if God forbid somebody murders a newborn 20 days old, they do not get capital punishment, because you can't prove that this was a viable baby, because maybe it will die before 30 days old. So halachically, if a Jew, not, by the way, you're not allowed to, don't think you're allowed to, but I'm saying you don't get capital punishment for it. So if a Jew does an abortion, which is biblically forbidden, but you don't get killed for doing it because it's not 30 days old. Even if the baby is born already, until the baby is 30 days old, and somebody, God forbid, kills the baby, you can't get killed because the baby doesn't. If the baby's 31 days old and somebody kills them, so then they get killed. They're killing a human being. This concept of 30 days is a shiur amount, which is only given to Jews, not to goyim. Now, one of the seven Noahite laws is murder. According to halacha, if a goy does an abortion, he gets killed for doing it. Because the amount of 30 days was only given to Jews. So therefore, because life begins from conception, so if a goy will do an abortion or kill a baby under 30 days old after birth, the guy will not get capital punishment for it. One second. They are liable, but you don't get capital punishment for it. So therefore, which one's the lesser of the evils? A Jew doing it or a guy doing it? In this case, when Torah allows an abortion, then there are different opinions, by the way. Most opinions say that the Jewish doctor should do it because for him it's lesser evil, because he wouldn't be getting capital punishment versus the non-Jew that would get capital punishment. Right. If there's no goyish doctor, if there's no Jewish doctor around, the goy could do it. I understand, but conceptually, for whom is it worse? Is it worse for a Jew to do the abortion or for a goy to do the abortion? But in both cases, you're allowed to do it because the mother's life is a danger.
Is it why the goyim are against the abortion?
No, they have it. No.
I don't know why that.
No, by us, we're also against abortion, unless the mother's life is in danger.
But
we had a case in the city. Okay, I'm saying on tape because the people that it happened to talk about it. It was many years ago in the city. There was a woman who had a number of cesarean surgeries. I mean, she had babies with cesarean, you know, not natural. She couldn't have natural. It got to a point that the doctors say to her, for you to get pregnant again is mamish dangerous. Mamish dangerous for you to get pregnant. So, and no method of birth control worked for her. So what she did was, she tied her tubes. Tied her tubes, the fallopian tubes. You can't cut them, you can tie them, whatever. You learn medicine, you'll know. So she tied the tubes, and she still got pregnant. It was like, the doctor said this is one in a million, who knows what. The lady still got pregnant. So she got pregnant, and the doctor says to her, you have to abort, this is mama's dangerous. She wrote into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe answered, Kedeya achida shel shnei rabbani anash, like the united opinion of two Chabad rabbani. Okay. I probably wouldn't do it now either, but I was much younger, you're talking about a long time ago, and she asked me the shayla. So I called two rabbanim, older rabbanim of Anash, both out of town. And I told them the case. So the first thing they asked me, who's the other Rav? Who's the other one? Anyway, they both ruled that Rabbi Din, she needs an abortion. According to Halacha, she needs an abortion. She has to do an abortion. Her life was in danger. God forbid, the doctor says, if the uterus ruptures, you're dead. Okay? So she had to do it. So both Rabbanim agreed that she has to do an abortion. I told her the psak of these two people, and she wrote back into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave her bracha. She had an abortion. And, you know, that was it. So she didn't get pregnant again after. But I'm saying these are all issues that they come up in the abortion. With you, I had this many times, even recently. Abortion, you have to speak to the doctor, high risk. I mean, there's a lot of issues you have to keep in mind when a person would be allowed to do an abortion, when they wouldn't be allowed to do an abortion, because it's basically murder. You have to come with proof from doctors. And, huh? Okay, not tomorrow night, but Mitzvah Shem will talk next week. Is there a difference between before 40 days, after 40 days, 3 months, not 3 months? It's a lot of different issues. Machad Shinazon.